pH. Water contains both hydrogen ions, H plus, and hydroxide ions, OH minus. The relative concentrations of these two ions determines the pH value. So how many H pluses are in water or a water solution, and or how many OH minus ions are in a water solution are what determine whether or not it's acidic or basic, giving its pH value number. Water with a pH of 7 has equal concentrations of these two ions and is considered to be a neutral solution. If a solution is acidic, the concentration of H plus ions exceeds that of the OH minus ions. In a basic solution, the concentration of OH minus ions exceeds, that means is bigger, than the H plus ions. So in other words, if there's more H pluses than OH minuses, it's an acid. If there's more OH minus ions than H plus ions, then it is basic. On a pH scale of 0 to 14, a value of 0 is the most acidic and 14 is the most basic. A change from pH 7 to pH 8 in a lake or stream represents a tenfold, in other words, 10 times increase in the OH minus ion concentration. So that gives you an idea of how many more OH minus the ions there are just from changing from pH 7 to a pH 8. Rainfall generally has a pH between 5 and 6.5, so slightly acidic. It is acidic because of dissolved carbon dioxide and air pollutants such as sulfur dioxide or nitrogen oxides in the air from pollution or other gases that end up going into the atmosphere. And that's why rainfall ends up being more slightly acidic, like it said, between 5 and 6.5. If the rainwater flows over soil containing hard water minerals, its pH usually increases. So it goes up from 5 and 6.5. It goes up because some of those soils and those minerals that water goes over, some of those minerals get dissolved in the water and cause it to change its pH. Like the next part, it says bicarbonate ions, HCO3 minus ions, result from limestone deposits reacting with water to produce more OH negative ions. So limestone, in other words, water that goes over limestone can become more basic because of those minerals that get dissolved in the water. As a result, streams and lakes are often more basic, with pH values between 7 and 8, sometimes as high as 8.5. And if you remember from our test results, we've gotten some results that are in the 8s range, or 7.8. So our pond water is normal. It has a pH that's slightly basic. The measurement of the pH of a body of water is very important as an indicator of water quality because of the sensitivity of aquatic organisms to the pH of their environment. So in other words, they react very sensitively to changes in that pH level. Small changes in pH can endanger many kinds of plants and animals. For example, trout and various kinds of nymphs, which are a life cycle form of an insect, can only survive in waters between a pH of 7 and a pH of 9. If the pH of the waters in which they live is outside of that range, they may not survive or reproduce. And off to the right-hand side, you see a table that shows the effects of pH levels on aquatic life. So if there are changes to that pH in different ranges. As you can see there, the first one shows 3.0 to 3.5. Then it tells you what effect it might have on some of those organisms. So you can look through and see some of the examples of how fish might be affected, how different insects like mayflies may be affected, or frogs, and maybe how the bottom dwellers and bacteria, the decomposers of the ponds, might be affected by it. So you can just scroll through that data table to see how it might affect some of those organisms. Now on the second page, on the upper left-hand side, it shows you factors that affect pH levels in the water. Different factors that might affect it are acidic rainfall, so rainfall can affect it, changes in the algae growth, algal blooms, so an overgrowth of algae, level, how much or how high the level of hard water minerals is. So again, we talked about the increase in minerals dissolved in the water can cause it to become more basic, so that could affect it if it goes through limestone or other rocks that minerals dissolve in the water. Also, releases from industrial processes, because again, sometimes industries release water that has chemicals in them, and those chemicals could change the pH level in that body of water that it's getting dumped into. Carbonic acid from respiration or decomposition. So in other words, if there's a lot of overgrowth and there's a lot of bacteria or other organisms that are releasing carbon dioxide in the water, then that can increase the pH, change the pH level and make it more acidic. It can cause carbonic acid in the water. And then lastly, oxidation of sulfides in sediments. So in other words, if sediments are decaying, they're sinking to the bottom and decaying, when part of that decaying process could release chemicals into the water and change the pH. So those are some of the factors that could affect and change the pH levels in the water. Changes in pH can also be caused by algal blooms, an overgrowth of more algae, which causes it to become more basic. Industrial processes resulting in release of bases or acids, raising or lowering the pH, or the oxidation of sulfide-containing sediments, which make that more acidic. To gain a full understanding of the relationship between pH and water quality, you need to make measurements of the pH of a stream, as described in this test, and also determine the stream's alkalinity, as described in test 11 in this manual. Alkalinity means the measurement of the capacity or ability of the body of water to neutralize acids in the water. So how much does it, because of the body, largeness of the body of water, how much ability does it have to neutralize the acids that might be coming into the water? That's what alkalinity means. Because we talked about the fact that some bodies of water will not become polluted necessarily because of a small amount of a chemical, due to the fact that it's a large enough body of water that it can kind of neutralize it through all the processes that go on. So, the acidic rainfall may have very little effect on the pH of a stream or lake if the region is rich in minerals that result in high alkalinity values. So in other words, if there's a lot of minerals around that get washed in also, then it can again balance that or neutralize that acidity and make it the pH closer to 7. Higher concentrations of carbonate, bicarbonate, and hydroxide ions from limestone can provide a natural buffering capacity capable of neutralizing many of the H plus ions, so they can help to keep the pH at 7. Other regions may have low concentrations of alkalinity ions, the ones that neutralize, to to reduce the effects of acids in the rainfall. In the northeastern United States and eastern Canada, fish populations in some lakes have been significantly lowered due to the acidity of the water caused by acid rainfall. If the water is very acidic, heavy metals may be released into the water and can accumulate on the gills of fish or cause deformities that reduce the likelihood of survival. In some cases, older fish will continue to live but will be unable to reproduce because of the sensitivity of the reproductive portion of the growth cycle, because of the acid and then therefore the metals being eaten away by the acidity of the water. Those metals can get into the fish and cause problems. Expected levels. The pH value of streams and lakes is usually between a pH of 7 and 8. Levels between 6.5 and 8.5 pH are acceptable for most drinking water standards. Areas with higher levels of water hardness, high concentrations of magnesium and calcium and bicarbonate, often have water with higher pH values between 7.5 and 8.5 because those are minerals dissolved in the water which raise the water's basic properties, causes it to become more basic.